Welcome back, boys and boyettes, to the Three Podcast. I'm here with Sarah and Wyatt.
You're boring.
I thought.
Welcome, you. Saucer Loss.
Yeah, you missed an opportunity to say that.
Oh, how is that an opportunity? We're starting a podcast, not the fucking. Okay.
So, doesn't have to be always formal, bitch.
No. Ow.
Yeah, it wasn't formal at all.
Saucer Loss with the Vanderlyn Gang, I think it's pretty formal.
I've never played Red Dead.
Well, yeah, that's because you're a loser.
Yeah, it's because you're a loser.
Well, when they give it away for free on Steam, I'll definitely download it.
Which they'll never do. It's a Rockstar game.
I know.
True.
The world's going to shit, guys, at this rate.
We're all gonna die.
It's not looking good.
Everybody's treating it like a fucking apocalypse. It's so stupid.
If this was an apocalypse, I'd want
to. Alright, it's time to stock up on food. It's time to stock up on fucking toilet paper for some dumbass reason. Because one person bought a whole shit ton of toilet paper, we gotta do that too. We gotta wipe our asses.
Yeah, I'd like to know how one guy eating a bat led to me not being able to wipe my ass. Or go to school for that matter. Who eats bats anyway?
The Chinese.
It really appears that way. You do? Are you Chinese?
Yep.
Alright, well.
Just kidding, I'm Vietnamese. No, I'm not.
Same shit.
That's the same thing.
You know, speaking of people in the coronavirus, I know we have like a list of shit, but I'm kind of jumping all over it today because
I don't care.
People are facing criminal charges. Because they're doing really retarded shit. There's been a new term invented for these type of people. It is on the Urban Dictionary. If you look, it's the COVIDiots. That's what they are.
Ah.
Because they're purposely going around. There are people who are purposely trying to spread the virus. Like, there was a guy who posted himself.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the guy who licked a bunch of shit in a store?
He got arrested for terrorism.
Yeah. And then there was a bitch who coughed on a bunch of food at a store.
And then there was this one that licked a toilet seat.
Well, that's just.
That's downright disgusting.
Coronavirus challenge. Licking toilet seats. It's so stupid.
I don't even know why you'd lick a toilet. Like, does that. That's not really.
Like, they got a kink for it.
Well, out of all the places that I would think to lick, wouldn't be a toilet seat.
They got a kink for it.
Probably, if we're being honest here. It's still bad. That's number three on our list, is the coronavirus is still bad. Getting worse, it's still bad.
Evolving.
Yeah, because it killed a 21-year-old female.
But I believe I have.
They had something wrong with them.
I think they had probably like asthma or something.
Why can't? Okay, I was gonna say I can't fucking drag my Discord. It's really annoying.
That's what Becca said.
Yeah. Yeah, you. A lot of people are very pissed at, like, the people who are in Florida partying because they're being exposed potentially to the virus and then they can take it home and it kill their grandparents if they get it and shit. And in my opinion is you should not purposely expose yourself to the virus for any reason. But if you do, to be a dick, and you take that home, and, like, your mom dies, or your grandmother dies, or anything like that, that's on you. Like, you just fucking killed your grandparent. I don't feel bad for you, because you did it to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really like Colby's mom right now, but I understand where she's coming from. Or where she's coming at. I hope the fucking God those fucking results are negative.
Well, there's two cases in our county now, by the way.
I know.
So where are they
at?
Yeah.
I don't know where they're at, but...
Evan.
Evan?
Yeah, there was one in there. There's one there now. Where does your mom work?
I probably shouldn't say. It's a podcast.
Okay, well... Fucking type it in. They can't see our Discord chat.
I know.
Yeah. Fuckers don't want to see our Discord chat anyway. There's a bunch of gifts of fat people and cats.
Hi, pupper.
Two of the...
Hi, dog.
Sorry. Yeah, two of the people... There were two people that were in that hospital for the... And they were tested positive for it. One was a minor case and was sent home just to self-quarantine. The other one's in critical condition. I don't know very much about those two cases.
I don't know
but
anything.
They're here. I'll tell you that. This shit isn't like Ebola, where I don't think it was in, like, this close to us.
Sorry.
It's a dog.
Go! He's gone.
Okay.
Go! He's gone.
But yeah, so it's a situation where, like, it's fucking spreading.
It's fucking... I mean, yeah, it should be treated this way, but still, flu exists. I mean, the only reason why this is probably worse is because it's contagious as fuck.
Yes, it is definitely a very contagious thing. So it's like... It's concerning in that regard, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Have you seen the Trump thing where this lady was like, I had a mild fever? He's like, oh no.
Trump just walked away. It was funny.
Yeah, just he got the hell out of there as fast as he could.
Oh man, that was great. Thanks,
yeah.
Trump.
Speaking of him, there's a stimulus bill that got passed by the Senate.
Oh yeah, we get $1,000.
It was, I believe, a $2 trillion deal.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, that's a fuck ton of money. But they based it off of like 2019 income tax. So like, I don't know how much I'm gonna get. But the way it works is,
I think we're gonna get quite a bit because we're.
Yeah. It was like $1,200 per adult and $500 per child.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get a lot.
Yeah. So I already made it very clear to my mom. I was like, hey mom, whenever we get that check. I want my $500 right the fuck now.
Me too.
She goes, I don't know what you're talking about with this $500 thing. I said, I'm the reason that we're getting an extra $500, and I would like it.
How are you the reason?
Because...
a child?
Yeah, every person under the age of 17
fucking
that lives
child,
in,
dude.
In that house is another $500 tacked onto the check.
Everybody wants to fucking... walk by my room.
The best part about it was my mom said, what are you gonna do, just blow the money on stupid shit like you normally do? And I said, probably. And my dad looked at her and goes, well, they want you to spend the money. I said, that's exactly what I plan to do, and walked out of the room.
I'd probably do something like that.
But yeah, so I'm sure, like, the from an economic standpoint, it'll probably bounce back whenever this is over and more people can go back to work and shit. Cause
I'm surprised my dad's workplace didn't force him to go to work.
Well,
usually they just do it, but...
Well, with the state that we're in, it's, like, the...
Well, your dad's job isn't that important.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Which is weird, cause, like, the state that we're in... The governor was like, hey, any non-life-sustaining businesses have to close. And it's like,
It's hey, we're getting Burger King today because they didn't close. That's a life-sustaining business right there.
Yeah, any place that fast serves food is. That's a way to stay open. But all fast food places, like, they're not... You can't eat in, you just have to go through the drive-thru. But I'll tell you what, companies like Grubhub and DoorDash, like, shit like that should be, like, doing really well right now. Because a lot of businesses are, you know, that's one of the few ways that you can get their food anymore. Like, KFC's, it comes to mind, like, they put a thing on their commercial, like, it's free delivery with, I think, DoorDash, I don't know, whichever one they are partnered with. But fuck, I live out in the middle of nowhere, so it's like, I don't, can't have that shit done.
Same with me and Colb. I live more in somewhere, but he lives out in nowhere.
Closest place to us is, like, McDonald's.
Closest place to me is a personal store. You know that store? Yeah.
Oh, I know. I think I know the store you're talking about. But I don't think that you can order off of that store.
How?
I don't know.
You know what? Alright, I'm on the middle of a bridge, and apparently my passenger just departed. I have no clue how the hell that happened, but...
Bridge time.
My engine shut off and I can't do anything. Well, it's okay because all my passengers still want to go to the same place that I was gonna go, and I'm getting even more. So whatever.
That Hunter Call of the Wild's free. I'm glad you sent that to me because I've been playing it and it's.
You're welcome.
It's boring as fuck, but I'm glad I have it.
What?
It's a cool game to have.
You no, have it's... to be very, very patient.
You do. Issue. It's like hunting.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, like, the weird thing about me is, like, I played the Hunter Classic for a long time, and it's like, in that game, you just go and you hunt. But in this, in the Call of the Wild, like, you go and they're like, you have to do 15 billion and a half fucking missions. And I'm like,
I didn't even do any of the missions. I just hunted animals.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, there's this one mission that I did where it's like, there's this guy in the game, his name is Richard Hope, and you're like, you have to go all the way across the goddamn map to his camp to track, like, human prints for, like, 5 seconds, and then they're like, there's a torn shirt.
Oh, I did that mission.
Yeah, and then they're like, there's a torn shirt, thanks for helping. And it's like, what?
All you really did was help him hunt a human.
Yeah, basically, like, that was the thing, and I was like, okay, this is either a bear, or this game's getting really weird.
It's not really weird, people break into camps all the time.
Yeah. The other game I've been playing was Stardew Valley, and that shit's fun.
It's not like, how I clicked that from that far away, but okay.
I want to get on that game, whenever we're done doing this.
This game's fun.
I don't know why it's fun.
Dude, I just saw, like, an old-fashioned train pass by me with a Christmas tree on the back.
That's fantastic.
What the hell?
We're talking about Roblox, by the way. We've been playing a lot of Roblox. Back to the list. Let's see. Xbox... Oh, the Xbox Series X graphics source codes were stolen. And they're
That's
being...
awesome.
I don't know who stole them, but they're being held at a $100 million ransom.
Who cares about humans? I'm holding your graphics code hostage.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, I think, to see how they handle that. Am I getting a fucking phone call?
I don't even understand how that even happened.
Alright, hold on. You guys talk about this. I gotta take a phone call.
The hell does he expect us to talk about?
Alright.
Hi. Wyatt left us to talk about the Xbox thing.
Oh.
And I know nothing about it.
I know something about it.
Do you?
Yeah.
That was a very quick phone call. I'm back.
Hi.
What do you guys know about it?
Nothing. I didn't know this happened, but
yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Shut the fuck up. I know that you can make, like, a whole new Xbox with that and it's very important. It's literally the way to you make the Xbox. Yeah. So that guy is gonna get arrested fast. He's gonna be found very fast.
The issue with what he's doing is, like, he's not threatening to take the code and make something with it. He's threatening to just dump it, just get rid of it completely.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, not at all for Xbox. It's terrible for them.
And Xbox, it has, like, a better coding than PS4 right now. Well, PlayStation. It's doing better.
And see, the thing that is kind of...
I don't care about Xbox.
Yeah, I know. The thing that's interesting to me about this whole thing is it's not just Xbox's code. Like, AMD did a lot with this, too. They partnered with AMD, so, like, this isn't just Microsoft's shit that was stolen.
Yeah, so that guy is gonna be found fairly quick.
Yeah, you'd expect that anyway out of a company like
Microsoft.
Yeah, like Microsoft.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Going down the drain.
It's not like they have too little money to pay for whatever they need to pay for to find that guy.
But seriously, though, how bored do you have to be to hack into that shit and steal it?
Well, what I want to know is, when he started it, was he just bored and had nothing to do? Or was he like, I'm going to go in and steal their...
Well, it's a pretty good crime, if you think about it.
It is a very good crime.
Stealing from a multi-million dollar company.
Yeah, and if you... well,
and asking for 10 mil, like...
100 mil.
That's a lot of money. Oh, yeah, 100 mil.
That's even more money.
Both are a lot of money.
Yeah.
But still, like, that's a good crime. I don't blame him for doing it. I mean, he did do it. I do blame him for doing it, but I mean, I understand where he's coming from.
Well, here's my question. Is
he's just a master criminal. He's like fucking Gru from Despicable Me. Stealing the moon.
What gets me about this particular thing here is, like, arguably PlayStation is the more popular console. Like, everyone has a PlayStation. Not me, though. Anyway. Why wouldn't he
everyone
steal
has a PlayStation, says one doesn't have a PlayStation.
Yeah, I don't have a... Well, I have one. It's just not a PlayStation 4.
Well, maybe you're just bad.
I have a PS2. Better games, anyway.
It does have better games.
First game I ever owned for it was Hot Wheels. I forget, it was like Hot Wheels Stunt Racers or some shit like that. Anyway,
dude, I think I had that game for the Wii.
Well, why would this guy steal something from the Xbox rather than from Sony and PlayStation? Like, it just seems like it. I don't know if he's doing it for publicity. He's clearly doing it for money. But it just. I would have stole from Sony and PlayStation before I would have done it from Xbox.
Well, doesn't Microsoft have more money?
Probably, now that I think about it. I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, Google, for some reason, is making shit, as they've been doing for some time now. They're making... wireless earbuds to be basically the only real competitor for AirPods. I don't think that's ever gonna work, personally. Like, no one's gonna...
Google stuff.
Yeah, no one buys Google shit anyway. Like, even people who don't, like, I don't own an app, like, an iPhone or anything like that. If I was gonna buy some fucking headphones, I wouldn't buy Google ones, first of all, because Google's a search engine. They're just a great search engine.
Yep.
I'm not gonna buy their fucking phone. I'm not gonna buy their headphones. I don't know why Google is trying so hard to actually make stuff now.
I don't know. They think it's a great way to earn money.
Well, it's like Google Stadia when they tried to make that shit. We see how well that's working out.
I mean, I bet they will make some money, but they're not gonna make multi-million, like a couple hundred million, like Microsoft is making.
That, and it's not, these headphones, like, there's no way in hell they'll be as popular as AirPods. It's just not. Because Apple has...
AirPods had the meme.
Yeah, and Apple has also somehow managed to do this thing with the people who are, like, real, like, they only buy Apple shit, where no matter what Apple produces, they'll buy it. It's like the several thousand dollar Mac stand or whatever it was. Do you remember that meme?
Yes.
It was, no. It was like $1,000 for a monitor stand or something, but because it had the Apple logo on it, people were buying it. That's the same way that AirPods are. Yeah.
People are stupid, but whatever.
There's no aisle recode still.
Yeah.
Do we have an update on Fazor? How's he doing?
I think he's doing fine. I don't know. Let me look at the aisle Discord. I'm pretty sure... Yeah, there hasn't been, like, any update on him, I don't think.
I think the most recent one, his girlfriend said... Was that on was
the 6th of March. It's his wife.
His wife? Okay, alright. Yeah. Well.
Same thing. One just has a ring on him.
But yeah,
is it the same thing if you value your life with one of them and the other just used you because they're a piece of shit?
Right now, Colby's confused.
Mm.
Anyway, yeah, didn't she say that, I believe I heard or read that she said, the tumor was shrinking, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... Nothing has been updated since then.
No growth, but minor shrinkage.
Yeah.
They're trying to figure out how to kill it. So, he's doing fine. Also, there was a new Tenanta broadcast in this other dinosaur.
Oh, they had that thingy.
They can't do feathers in the pile.
The new broadcast...
The aisle is bad with feathers.
Yeah.
Well, it looks good.
Well, that's just a rendering, though. Like, it's just a picture of it. It's not...
I know.
Like, we'll see how good it looks whenever it's in the
game. Like, look at the fairy. Feathers don't even move or anything.
Yeah. But the new broadcast for Tenanta, how the fuck do you say that? Is that Tenanto?
Yeah.
I like it. I really like it. I don't know why, but I like it.
I don't like the Tenanto as a dinosaur.
I don't like you.
Why don't you okay. like it though?
Yeah. I know. Huh?
Why don't you like it? What's wrong with it?
Nothing.
I just
don't like it. Yeah.
Oh.
They're adding so much to the Tenanta. Oh my god, it's such a bad dinosaur. Michael.
Sure.
What's the what's the other thing? I can't the other one that you don't like, the big ass
The Maggi or Maggie?
Something like that. Yeah. Why don't you like that one?
Because it's a small sauropod, I just have a deep hatred for small sauropods.
It's got a big-ass neck thing, and I like it.
I hate that! It looks disgusting! Why not just make it look like a normal sauropod?
It's like a neck ball sack.
I hate it!
That's why I like it, it's because it's he's got a ball sack chin. It's like, oh fuck, that movie. Movie 43.
Oh, no! No!
Yeah, it's like Hugh Jackman's chin in that movie.
Sack chin. Were you bullied for that? For what?
What's this other dinosaur? It's like... It was posted on the 20th. It's like that tiny fucker.
The
was that like the tiny Anky thingy?
The Minmi, yeah.
No, not the... Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's so mini.
That's the dinosaur that I like.
Yeah, I want. They said above is the mini.
It's adorable.
So.
Oh yeah.
And Brian said it was also known as a bad animal. What a person! What a terrible person! Kill yourself.
A what?
Just kidding.
A bad animal.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Damn, a lot.
Why is it a bad animal? And why do they like the tento so much? It's so stupid.
Tenanto.
Same thing.
Well, tent, bro. Tento.
It's,
You guys are just gonna make fun of me the whole damn podcast.
No. Oh, God.
I like the tenanto just because it's, it's like, it doesn't... It's not a well-known one. Like, I didn't know what the fuck it was until they started doing shit with it.
That's why I like the Minmi. I knew what it was before, but... Well, I knew what the Tenanto was, too. The only one that I didn't know what it was before the Isle... Actually, two of them were the little one with feathers and the Maggie. I didn't know what they were until the Isle.
Pee-pee-poo-poo.
Well, I think the team's doing a pretty good... damn job with this. It's just how much longer, like, they have you noticed they've stopped giving time frames?
Yeah,
like, after people started,
it's
like getting
more than likely it's gonna come out in the summer.
I don't think so. I think that if it doesn't really? Come out, I don't think it's gonna come out midsummer. I think they're either gonna drop it before summer, or they're gonna spend the entire summer working on it, and they're gonna drop it for the holidays, just because that's usually how shit works in the gaming world. If all they're concerned about is getting the update out, then yeah, it could happen over the summer. But I think that
what a horn,
huh? But yeah, just based off a normal. Like, what other gaming, like, I don't want to say company, but, like, developers and shit do, like, most of the time games release, like, either before summer when everyone's gonna be off, or, right before the holiday season. But either one would be good, because, Steam always does a holiday sale for, they do the holiday sale and they do the summer sale, which is gonna be fantastic. I can't wait to fill up a shit ton of storage space with video games on my computer.
Especially with that $500.
Yeah, $500 in Steam cards. No. The only thing that I'm, like, super considering at the moment is a remote control car.
Oh my god.
It's $320. What do you want from
me? You know what I'd spend with the $500 I get?
Colby would buy a better computer.
The PS5.
Have they released how much that's gonna be yet?
I have no idea, but $500, I'm pretty sure will do it.
Hopefully, because they're starting to get into the realm of, like, why not just buy a computer? I think that, like, they're trying to get...
I could also buy a new phone. That's probably what I'm gonna do.
That's what I consider doing, too, because, like, pre-owned...
I need a new phone.
Well, I got on Verizon's website, like, a pre-owned... Galaxy S9, like, a certified pre-owned one that still works and shit, and they're like, oh, what's that? Refurbished?
Mm-hmm.
Like, $275 on Best Buy's, or not Best Buy, Verizon's website, so it's like...
Not bad.
No. But my phone, the phone that I have now is like 3 years old. It was a 2017 model, so...
Mine is super old. It's an LG... It's old.
My first phone that I had was a flip phone. It was dope. I was so happy.
My first phone was an iPod.
My first phone was my old phone that I smashed. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Great. Thanks, Cole.
Didn't you just get pissed?
Yeah, nobody cares what I talk about.
Cole.
Why? What were you pissed at?
My mom.
Oh.
Yeah, his mom was being a bitch.
Well.
I think we're done.
Yeah, basically.
Dinosaur facts.
Oh, you dinosaur facts! Yes!
See, nobody cares about me.
No, we do. I was gonna ask what fucking dinosaur you were gonna talk about.
I don't know. I'm not prepared.
Well,
fucking.
Do you want? Here's what I can do. Is, if you're not prepared now, I can end the recording and this. Yeah, to this.
No.
Well, no, I can't, and then I can record a.
No.
No.
No. Hold up.
Pulling out the book.
No.
No.
Nope.
Are we not? Facts, or are you pulling out the book?
Yes, we're having a dinosaur facts. Still on Dilophosaurus.
Yes.
Okay. So, Dilophosaurus is a early Jurassic theropod with two crests on its head, you know? The one from Jurassic Park, the small one that spits at the fat guy and eats them in the Jeep.
And everybody was happy about it? Yes.
Yeah. But what Jurassic Park doesn't tell you is that... Well, the movie, anyway. The book does. The movie is like... The Dilophosaurus is like 3 foot tall with a frill and spits poison. It's not how it is in reality. It's an 8 foot tall. It's really slender, unlike a raptor. And it didn't spit poison or have a frill or anything. There's no fossil record of that, but people do believe that it had poison because all of the animals that it lived with at the time were far bigger than it. But it was the apex predator of the time. Because it was... You know... I don't know what I'm saying here. But it was an apex predator of its time. Everything else was small. All the predators, anyway. All of what it would eat were... bigger than it. And wow, what the fuck am I doing? Oh yeah, the book, the Jurassic Park book, explained it as bright yellow, 8 foot tall, actually it said 10 foot tall in the book. And it did have a frill and it spat poison in the book, I believe. I'm not 100% with the frill, but it did spit poison at Dennis. But in the book, it sliced his stomach open to where his intestines were falling out, and he was holding his intestines in his hand as it bit his head and lifted him up off the ground. Pretty fucking cool, if you ask me. I loved reading that part in the book.
Okay, Colby.
I've never read the book.
I know you haven't.
That's a very long book.
It is a very long book, but that was an awesome part of the book. When Dennis Nedry died. You want me to get out the book and read it?
I would say yes, but my mom's yelling at me. I have to go eat.
Alright, then that's the end.
Well, you can end the podcast then.
Okay.
I can read some of the book next time if you want me to.
Yes. That will be dinosaur. That could be part of your segment. That could be your whole segment. I don't care. You could just read it. I don't care.
You can schedule that for next time, I guess.
Okay. I will do that. All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of the 3Re Podcast. We will see you guys in the next one. Bye.